Hey, everybody, welcome into another South Harmon Waiver Wire podcast here for week 16. It is playoff weeks, week two of the playoffs. Hopefully, you did advance. I know some of my leagues I did pretty decent. Some leagues I scored a ton of points, but my opponent, you know, had a Goff, a Josh Allen, a Davante Adams, or whatever it was. That it's just so much hard to overcome. A Mike Evans, like, they had one or two of those guys. I mean, usually two of those guys, you kind of got just demolished. So hopefully you guys didn't, you avoided those guys and you had those guys for your team. So yeah, hopefully you guys advanced to week 16. So let's get through it here. Just quick points here, recording Monday afternoon. So some injury news and the Monday Night Football game won't be reflected on here. I dive deep into the waiver wire for dynasty players, super deep leagues, tell you who the, you know, injury replacements are, guys that are coming up from the roster deep to play here later on in the season. And if you play redraft as well, definitely going to help you as well. So let's take a look at some injuries for this week. So quarterback injuries, we didn't have any really quarterback injuries other than Patrick Mahomes this week. It says he's week to week, but we've seen Mahomes play the next week. They do play on Saturday this week, so he does have one less day. We'll see what happens with Mahomes. They're trying to get the one seed, so I'm going to guess he's going to play. We'll see how bad his ankle injury is, but we've seen Mahomes in the past. He's been fine. He plays through this stuff, so I'm guessing he plays, but you don't know. Carson Wentz is the backup in case you need to pick up Carson Wentz. Running back injury. So we had Nick Chubb. He broke his foot. He'll be out for the rest of the season. Jerome Ford will be the new starter there for the Browns. Deontay Foreman should probably get some run as well. Braylon Allen, he left with a back injury. We'll have to monitor his status. Alvin Kamara, he left with a groin injury in the fourth quarter and didn't return. We'll have to monitor Alvin Kamara. Trey Benson, he suffered an ankle injury late in the game as well. We have to monitor his status. They already lost Amari DeMercado on IR, so that's two running backs down for the Cardinals. Jaleel McLaughlin, he suffered a quad injury and he did not return as well, so we have to monitor his status. You know, Javonte Williams and Audric Estime were kind of carrying the load there, splitting it for the Broncos. And then the big one, David Montgomery, out for the season with an MCL injury to his knee. He's having surgery, so David Montgomery done for the year, unfortunately. Wide receiver injuries, we had Xavier Leggett. He left early with a groin injury. We'll have to monitor his status. Jaylen Waddle had a leg injury. He did not return to the game. He looked like he was okay-ish, like he was still on the sidelines and pads and stuff. So I'm hoping Waddle is okay, but just have to monitor his practice reports. Alec Pierce, he suffered a concussion. Probably going to miss a week. These guys usually miss 1 week. And then Zach Ertz, he also suffered a concussion as well that was not good. He is going to probably miss a week as well. Let's go ahead. Let's take a look at the quarterbacks for this one. So some quarterbacks I like for redraft this week. Kirk Cousins at home against the Giants. Some people may have dropped Kirk Cousins because he's been piss poor lately. But if he's out there available, I like Kirk Cousins for this week. Bo Nix at home against the Chargers on Thursday night, I think could be a decent one. Aaron Rodgers and Matt Stafford in the same game. Both of these offenses have been throwing the ball quite a bit, obviously minus the Thursday night Rams game there where the rain really affected it. But Jets and Rams, that could be a good passing game as well. And I mean, most people own Sam Darnold. If Sam Howell starts, I could see that being a decent one against the Vikings. Mac Jones could be a good one against the Raiders if you really need somebody. So, yeah, there's definitely a few options out there for you. Even Cooper Rush against Tampa Bay. Cooper Rush has been playing pretty solid football as well. So there's a couple options for you if you need to start a quarterback this week. Dynasty quarterbacks. I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson could see the Browns sitting Jameis Winston to see what DTR has for these last couple games. I don't think that's official or anything like that, or I haven't even heard it rumored, but it is a possibility. So if you have an extra roster spot and in a super flex best ball league, maybe picking up DTR is not a terrible idea. Spencer Rattler, if he did get dropped, I think he starts the rest of the season. Tim Boyle, this is super shitty, but if Tim Boyle ends up starting because Locke's hurt and DeVito's hurt, Tim Boyle would be the Giants quarterback. I know you don't want to start any of those guys ever, but it is an option for you. Running backs for redraft. So Jerome Ford, I mentioned earlier, he's going to be the new Browns starting running back. Kendre Miller, he could possibly be the new starting running back for the Saints if Kamara misses time. So you have to monitor Kamara. DJ Dallas, with the injuries to DeMarcado and Trey Benson, he could be the backup here for the last 2 weeks. So DJ Dallas could be somebody. And then Kamani Vidal, he had more snaps than Gus Edwards this week. Gus Edwards had more carries, but Kamani Vidal played a lot more snaps. 35 snaps, 16 routes. He had 3 for 13 in the receiving game, 3 carries for 9 yards. So he didn't have like a stellar game by any means, but Kamani Vidal could be an option here for you if you need a running back. Nothing too much from the dynasty running back side that I saw, but let's get into some wide receivers here. A couple for redraft. Malik Washington, if you're really hurting, he should step into the number two role if Jalen Waddle misses time. But Malik Washington, 40 snaps, 31 routes, 6 targets, 5 for 52. I think if Waddle plays more in that game, obviously Malik Washington doesn't have as many routes and targets and all that. But Malik Washington is really their only number three receiver there for the Dolphins right now. A.D. Mitchell, if Alec Pierce is out, A.D. could be in line for some more work, though Anthony Richardson looks like he's struggling just a little bit there this week. Dynasty wide receivers, Jalen Coker came in after Xavier Leggett got hurt, and Jalen Coker had a hell of a game. 48 snaps, 31 routes, 6 targets, 4 for 110, and a touchdown. An incredible UDFA find for the Panthers, who could definitely use some help like that. And then the three Washington receivers I wanted to bring up. So Noah Brown is out. They did sign KJ Osborne, but for snap-wise this week, Dyami Brown, he played 61 snaps, 38 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 30. Olamide Zaccheaus, he had 38 snaps, 22 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 36. And then Jamison Crowder, 21 snaps, 17 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 27 there for the Washington wide receivers. And then tight ends. So Brenton Strange, he's going to start the rest of the year with Evan Ingram, torn labrum. He's shut down for the rest of the season. So if Strange happens to be available, 69 snaps, 42 routes, 12 targets, 11 for 73. He definitely won some people some weeks this week. And then Ben Sinnott, if Zach Ertz is out, this might be Ben Sinnott's time. 42 snaps, 25 routes. He only had one target, but 1 for 7. On that. So if Ertz happens to be out, you know, I think you can go with Ben Sinnott possibly. Just kind of want to, you know, give a little bit of advice. Just don't get too cute with your matchups and playing players. Like I had, you know, somebody asked, oh, do I sit Jalen Hurts now because of the broken finger? You know, it's a tough call. Jalen Hurts hadn't been playing good, but it's like, you got to play your studs, man. Player studs, you see, like, I had a you know, Lamar or Goff. Okay, you both won this week if you had both of those guys. So, yeah, just play your studs, man. That's the best advice I can give you. Injury guys, I mean, you just got to kind of play it by ear. Like, I wanted nothing to do with Bucky Irving this week, and Bucky Irving had a hell of a week. So, you know, it's kind of hit or miss here on some of these guys. I think a valuable resource, join us Sunday mornings for the Start Sit Show live on YouTube, the South Harmon YouTube. You guys can come play with our ask your questions there to us. We will be more than happy to help you. Me, T-Rock, and Matt Dennis, always helping you guys. I think we did pretty good this week in helping a lot of people. We told a lot of people to play Mike Evans. Brian Thomas Jr. was a big one. He hit big. Devontae Smith, a couple other guys in there that we really helped out some people this week to hopefully get over the hump there and into the second round of your fantasy playoffs. So come join us there every Sunday morning, and appreciate everybody tapping in again. Like I said, these last couple of weeks are just quick hitting ones. Like, you guys all know who's available. There isn't like too many major injuries. These podcasts don't need to be 45 minutes diving into this stuff, like 10, 15, 20 minutes at most. Get you the key information you need, and we're going to help you win a fantasy championship. So for that is it for this week, guys. Appreciate everybody tapping in as always, and good luck to you here in week 16, and we will see you back for week 17, because you know you're going to win week 16. All right, we'll see you guys.